Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Endurance Technologies Q3 FY23 conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Jalan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Q3 FY23 post-results conference call of Endurance. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Ramesh Gihani, Director and COO, Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas, Mr. Satyajit Ray, Director and Group CFO, and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Head, Investor Relations. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Jain for his opening remarks, post which we can have a Q&A. Over to you, Anurang.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody. I would like to share details of how we have done in the third quarter and in the first nine months of this financial year, FY23. In India, in the third quarter FY23, as per SIAM data, the two-wheeler industry sales degrew by 0.43% compared to the previous financial year. Scooters grew by 14.5% and motorcycles degrew by 4.6%. The automotive industry in India had a growth of 3.8%. In Europe, in quarter three, there was an increase of 14.9% in the European Union automotive sales, including U.K. On the financials, I will talk to you about the third quarter FY23 and then the first nine months of FY23. During quarter three, our consolidated total net income grew by 11.1% to rupees 21,067.5 million from rupees 18,965.9 million in quarter three of the previous year. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 19.2% to rupees 2,510.2 million from rupees 2,106.7 million in quarter three of FY22. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 11.9%. The net profit grew by 14.4% to rupees 1,082.3 million from rupees 946.3 million in quarter three of FY22, and the net profit was at 5.1%. There was no Maharashtra state mega project incentive in quarter three. There was no net debt, and there was a positive cash available of rupees 3,065 million. During quarter three, our standalone total income grew by 7.4% to rupees 16,047.46 million from rupees 14,939.05 million in quarter three of FY22. Standalone EBITDA grew by 9.2% to rupees 1,856.33 million from rupees 1,699.50 million in quarter three of FY22. The EBITDA margin was at 11.6%. Standalone net profit grew by 5% to rupees 922.06 million from rupees 878.46 million in quarter three of the previous year. The net profit was at 5.7%. There was no Maharashtra state mega project incentive in quarter three. The Endurance Overseas sales growth in quarter three FY23 was 26.1% at 60.1 million euro as compared to 47.6 million euro in quarter three of FY22. The Endurance Overseas EBITDA margin grew by 64.6% to 8.6 million euro in quarter three of FY23 from 5.2 million euro in quarter three of FY22. The EBITDA margin percent grew from 11% to 14.4%. As far as Maxwell is concerned, the EBITDA loss of rupees 61.5 million in quarter two FY23 has come down to rupees 46.7 million in quarter three of FY23. The main reasons are the postponement of the launch of the Hero MotoCorp scooter EV, which is the VIDA, and the semiconductor shortage. Our full focus is to have a profitable growth from the next financial year. For this, at Endurance, we are investing in our own in-house BMS assembly line, which will substantially lower the major cost of the BMS. Also, RMC or BOM led by the semiconductor chip prices will come down. Maxwell, being a startup, was not expected to post profits in the first year. During the first 9 months of FY23, our consolidated total net income grew by 19.9% to rupees 65,943.19 million from rupees 54,987.02 million in the first 9 months of FY22. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 5.4% to rupees 7,754.83 million from rupees 7,358.64 million in the first 9 months of FY22. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 11.8%. The net profit grew by 5.7% to rupees 3,431.09 million from rupees 3,245.21 million in the first 9 months of FY22. The net profit was at 5.2%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive of rupees 585.56 million. During the first 9 months of FY23, our standalone total income grew by 23.5% to rupees 51,361.31 million from rupees 41,574.16 million in the first 9 months of FY22. Standalone EBITDA grew by 10.1% to rupees 6,016 million from rupees 5,465.87 million in the first 9 months of FY22, with an EBITDA margin of 11.7%. Standalone net profit grew by 14% to rupees 3,044.06 million from rupees 2,670.09 million in the first 9 months of FY22. The net profit was at 5.9%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive for Rs. 585.56 million. There was no net debt and there was a positive cash available of Rs. 1,836 million. CRISIL in January 23 of this year has reaffirmed our rating as AA plus stable for long-term funding and the highest rating of A1 plus for the short-term funding. The endurance strengths cited included operations, financials, customer strengths, and a diversified revenue streams. The risks cited were moderately high customer concentration and the industry cyclicity. The detailed financials are available with the stock exchanges and on the endurance website. I would like to share certain key points for the first 9 months of this financial year. In the first 9 months of FY23, 78% of our consolidated total income, including other income, came from Indian operations, and the balance 22% came from our European operations. In India, till date of FY23, ₹8,774 million of new business was won from OEMs other than Bajaj Auto, which included HMSI, Hero MotoCorp, Ather Energy, Hero Electric, Mahindra, TVS, and Tata Motors. This new business win includes rupees 7,221.3 million of new business and rupees 1,552.7 million of replacement business. The total business win for EVs, electric vehicles, till date is rupees 5,771.8 million. This includes, in this financial year, rupees 1,987.8 million of new orders for the EVs, mainly from Ather Energy, Hero Electric and Aptiv. I would like to mention that we have rupees 19,866 million worth of requests for quotes from OEMs. I would like to mention that since FY20 in India, rupees 27,440 million of business has been won, out of which 19,620 million is new business and rupees 7,820 million is replacement business. In this new business, out of rupees 19,620 million of new business, rupees 4,410 million has already will happen in this financial year of 2023. A further ₹6,730 million will be a further increase in business in FY24, and the balance ₹8,480 million will happen in FY25 and FY26. Our consolidated net worth is now in excess of ₹40 billion. Our customers recognize us as a trusted and capable partner in the value chain in terms of both our technical and financial strength. As I mentioned last time, the electronic vehicles market continues to offer significant opportunity for growth for the auto component industry. It is estimated that the Indian EV market will touch ₹150 billion by 2030, growing at a CAGR of 90% in the next decade. Therefore, at Endurance, we have taken a major step forward to harness this opportunity by executing a share subscription and purchase agreement for acquiring 100% of equity share capital of Maxwell Energy Systems Private Limited in a phased manner. We have already concluded the acquisition of 51% stake in Maxwell. Maxwell, as you all know, is in the business of advanced electronics, particularly in the battery management space, automobile EVs and battery packs. We are happy to inform you that we have recently won a ₹700 million order for BMS from Hero Electric, which supplies will start in quarter one of the next financial year. With the current order book, order pipeline, and technical strengths, as well as synergies between Endurance and Maxwell, we are extremely confident of achieving our goals in the embedded electronic space. In Europe, to help our overseas operations to grow in the European two-wheeler component profitable aftermarket business, we acquired an Italian company, Frenotecnica, in July 22. This company is involved in the business of friction materials and components for braking systems like brake pads for two-wheelers. They have a renowned brand name, Brenta, in the aftermarket and replacement business. This acquisition gives growth opportunities to the Endurance Group in the aftermarket, as well as provides access to in-depth know-how for process technologies of friction materials, especially for the brake applications. Also, in November 2022, we acquired the Italian company New Pren SRL. New Pren is engaged in the business of brake discs, centrifugal clutches, pads, and brake shoes for two-wheeler vehicles. The operations are carried out from its plant in Italy and its subsidiary, namely GDS SARL, situated in Tunisia in Africa. The primary business activity comprises of sale of products under its trademark New Pren through the aftermarket channels. The acquisition of our past Italian collaborators, Adler and Grimeca in 2020, Frenotecnica in 2022, and now with the acquisition of New Pren, we at Endurance Overseas want to create a center of excellence in Italy for the business of premium components in the two-wheeler segment, giving profitable growth opportunities to the Endurance Group. I would like to mention that Endurance is focusing on a more value-add and profitable product mix in its future business. It includes the braking, suspension, advanced electronics, and aluminum casting supplies to 2 and 3-wheeler EV OEMs and startups. 200cc plus motorcycles, brakes and clutch assemblies with the help of acquisitions of Adler and Grimeca in 2020. The 200cc plus motorcycles brakes business has already started and growing, and the 200cc plus motorcycle clutch business, which will start in quarter one of next financial year. Some other product mix focus areas are paper-based clutch assemblies replacing cork-based clutch assemblies for motorcycles. We are setting up a paper manufacturing plant at Waluj, Aurangabad as a backward integration, and the operations will start in quarter one of the next financial year. This will help in lowering the cost of the paper and also the dependence on imported paper, which comes mainly from the US and China. Another focus area is the continuous variable transmission or automatic clutch for scooters. With Hero MotoCorp, we are at an advanced stage of testing and we expect to start supplies from the next financial year. We will increase the anti-lock brake systems or ABS business for 125cc plus motorcycles with a collaboration with Beijing West Industries. We have started supplies to Bajaj and Royal Enfield and engage with other OEMs for winning new ABS business. We are increasing business also of the 200cc plus motorcycle, inverted front forks and adjustable rear monoshocks. This is with the help of our collaboration partners, KTM AG. We are increasing supply of both the on-road and also we'll be starting with the off-road motorcycle, higher technology, inverted front forks and rear shock absorbers. We also started supplies of inverted front forks to HMSI or Honda two-wheelers in India and have won orders for the inverted front fork from Hero MotoCorp. And also are in engagement with other OEMs to get new business for the inverted front forks and rear monoshocks. We are also focusing on fully finished machine castings as compared to raw castings and semi-finished castings for two, three and four wheelers as well as for non-automotive castings. As this brake assembly business is growing with addition of Bajaj, TVS, Royal Enfield, Yamaha, Hero MotoCorp, Ather and HMSI new business, our second plant at Waluj Aurangabad has been set up for this increase in volumes and has already started operations. As mentioned earlier, the supply of two-wheeler ABS assemblies to Bajaj Auto started in last week of September 21. ABS assemblies to Royal Enfield supply started on February 22 onwards. We will reach a run rate of 400,000 ABS assemblies in this month. As you may be aware, competition is mainly from Bosch, which controls the major market share of a Indian market, which is about 3 to 3.5 million ABS assemblies per annum. We are also in the process of supplying a dual-channel ABS, also by June 2023, and we are scaling up additional assembly lines for adding volumes of 200,000 ABS assemblies per annum by March, which is next month of 2023, for the same, which will take our total volume to 600,000 ABS assemblies per annum. We are further planning to increase the volumes to 1.2 million single and dual channel ABS assemblies per annum for the second half of 2024. We will also from next month, which is March 23, manufacture in-house the ABS valves, which is not only a technology component, but will help in substantial lowering of our costs and increasing our profit margins on the ABS. We also focus on supply of our products for EV 2 and 3 wheelers. We already started supplies of brake assemblies, suspension and aluminium castings for electric scooter and 3 wheeler. After the acquisition of Maxwell, we are also supplying BMS for 2 wheeler EVs and battery pack makers. Our focus is to supply our EV products to all the existing as well as new 2 and 3 wheeler OEMs. In this financial year, as mentioned earlier, we have won ₹1,988 million of new business for EVs till quarter three of this financial year. The total business win for EVs is ₹5,570 million till date. We have just got the LOI a few days ago from Ather for the front fork rear shock absorber business for the Ather 450 electric vehicle. The business value is ₹230 million and it will start in the end of quarter one of the next financial year. We are also focusing on e-bicycles business, especially for our suspension, BMS and brakes. This is both for Indian OEMs as well as exports. Due to increased orders from Bajaj, Yamaha, India, TVS and Hero Electric, we have added a new plant at Chakan to help increase supplies from 240,000 alloy wheels a month to 380,000 alloy wheels a month. This plant has started operations last year in July 22. The supplies also started in the same month. And the supplies to Hero Electric will start from this month onwards. As far as Europe is concerned, till date of this financial year, we have won €67.4 million of business, mainly from Volkswagen Group, Daimler and Stellantis. So in the last 2 years, approximately €140 million of new business has been won. I would also like to point out that Endurance, both in India and Europe, is actively pursuing its focus on gaining access to new technology and focusing on new product organic and inorganic growth. Also, as I mentioned earlier, Endurance has entered two backward integration product areas, which are import substitutes also. First is the aluminium forging axle clamps required for our inverted front forks. Endurance has already entered into a technical collaboration with FGM Italy, and supplies have already started from our Waluj Aurangabad plant to both Bajaj Auto as well as direct exports to KTM, which are growing. We also received orders for stem assembly and under bracket aluminium forgings from Hero MotoCorp. We also engage with other OEMs for supply of aluminium forgings other than for inverted front forks. The aluminium forging segment is a huge opportunity for growth at Endurance. The second product is of course the wire steel braid hoses for ABS applications for mid and high end bikes. This supply already started last year and both these projects are helping us in our profitable growth. In the first 9 months of this financial year, our aftermarket sales grew 7.33% from ₹2,874.48 million in the previous year to ₹3,085.15 million in the first 9 months of this financial year. We are exporting our aftermarket parts to 31 countries, and aftermarket sales growth is a very large focus area for us. In the first 9 months of this financial year, the export sales of the India standalone business degrew by 2.87% from ₹1,426.12 million in the previous year to ₹1,385.13 million in the first 9 months of this financial year. The major impact was due to lower export orders in the aftermarket to countries like Africa, South American countries like Colombia, as well as the Asian belt. On the environmental front, I would especially like to mention that Endurance is striving to being carbon neutral in its plants by effective use of solar power and wind power, creating carbon sinks by driving tree plantation and thereby creating dense forests, and driving use of natural gas and LPG in place of electric power and furnace oil. The use of furnace oil has been completely stopped at Endurance. We are also focusing on lowering hazardous waste generation and to achieve zero waste to landfill. At Endurance, it will be a continuous endeavor to grow through organic and inorganic growth with a focus on technology upgradation, quality improvement, cost, and environmental health and safety. We will do our best to fulfill all our stakeholder expectations by following our five values of customer centricity, integrity, transparency, teamwork, and innovation. We at Endurance have a very positive outlook based on our new large order business wins since the last 3 years, including for electric vehicles, both in India and Europe. With these opening remarks, I would like to now invite questions from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question on the line of Aditya Jhawar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on our, you know, EV components. So firstly, congrats for the BMS order from Hero. So going ahead, what is the expansion strategy for EV components?
As far as strategy is concerned, as you know, suspension brakes as well as aluminium castings are the orders we have been winning so far, apart from the BMS, of course. So Hero Electric is the order which we have already won for the BMS. So these are the products as of now which we are focusing on. There are new products. I can't talk about this on this call. But once we start that, or we are about to start that, I will talk about the new products in the electronic space also. But we are working very, very actively on that. So right now you can say for the EV is your suspension, front fork and shock absorbers, brakes, and different types of aluminium castings, including case transmissions, battery housings, motor housings. So this will be our focus. And, of course, our focus for EV is to engage, like I said, with all the existing as well as the new OEMs. And we are fully engaged with them. And that's why the wins are happening quite fast. Though we have been a late entrant by a year. But now I would say, because of our strength in process and product technology, the business wins are happening quite fast. And that's why we have already won in 9 months, ₹8,770 million worth of new orders, including almost ₹2,000 million of EV orders. So the strategy is this, okay, to win orders from existing and new OEMs. Well, we are engaged with all of them.
For the European business, you know, we saw, you know, there was a price pass-through for a few customers. But, you know, should we expect that another, you know, a quantum of price pass-through with some of other set of customers to come in Q4, or largely it is done in Q3 itself?
Are you talking about new customers?
No. Talking about the energy cost pass-through.
Energy price. Okay. So I will request Mr. Massimo Venuti to answer this.
In the third quarter of this financial year, we increase our EBITDA compared to the previous year and also compared to the previous quarter due to the fact for two different positive situations. First of all, we receive part of incentive from the government, from the Italian government, And the second one is that, fortunately, all the customers accepted to support us to recover more or less 50% of the total cost of the total delta energy cost compared to the previous year. If you analyze our profit and loss, we closed with 14.4% of EBITDA compared to 11% of the previous financial year, and more or less with the same increase compared to the previous quarter of the previous financial year, where, as you know, we didn't receive support from our customer. I can tell you that also for the future quarter, the situation with our customer is already defined, so we can say that we can offset the increase of energy cost. Speaking about the incentive of the government, is not clear because, unfortunately, in this moment, the Italian government officialized that we support the company till the end of March 2023, and after we will see. But fortunately, as you have seen in the last 2 months, there was an important reduction of energy cost compared to the previous quarter, and so we are optimistic to manage the situation in a correct way.
Yeah, that's helpful, Massimo. Massimo, if you can, you know, give us some, you know, sense on how the, you know, demand outlook is looking like in Europe, especially, you know, in our countries like Italy and Germany. What are the sense we're getting from customers?
Yes, so the previous quarter, first of all, we closed with 60.1 million euro turnover compared to 47.6 of the previous financial year. So it means that as Endurance, we grew 26.1% compared to 14% of the total market. And so it means that we are taking share from our competitor, as you can imagine. The sentiment, frankly speaking, in Germany, in Italy, in Europe is not so good in terms of volume due to the a very weak demand, due to the inflation, due to the increase of interest rate. And so if you compare the result of this quarter compared to the previous year, for sure the situation is positive, but I want to underline that the third quarter 2021 was the worst of the history in Europe. And so, but as Endurance, I can tell you one thing. In this moment, the most positive info regarding the previous quarter for Endurance Overseas is the acquisition, as Mr. Jay told you before, of other 42 million of euro business in one quarter, of which 25 million of euro with Volkswagen Group and 17 million of euro with Stellantis. And please consider that these 25 million of euro with Volkswagen, 100% electric project, and these 17 million of euro Stellantis, 100% of hybrid technology. And so it means that in the last 2 years, we acquired more or less 140 million of euro, more than 50% of our customer portfolio, 30% completely electric, 53% completely hybrid. And so it means that we are following the market in the correct way, because 2 days ago we received the study of the actual of the previous financial year, solar calendar year, January-December 2022, and in Europe the electric vehicle reached in 2022 13% of the total market. And so it means that if in our portfolio we have more or less 30% of electric component, we are in a strong situation for the future market, for the future year.
Yeah. Thanks, Massimo, for the detailed answer. You know, similar question for the India business. I don't know, you know, last year was a little bit of a challenging year for us. How are you seeing, you know, the next, you know, year, both in terms of, you know, growth as well as on margin?
See, I think the most important, I would say, aspect for Endurance in its 19 plants in India is that the capacities are used up. In fact, we could have done much better in quarter three, barring the fact that towards the latter part of the quarter, the sales really dropped. And it's of all OEMs. Even if you see the CM figures of the industry, you know, I mean, the last 30 to 45 days of the quarter was quite weak. And for us, in the 19 plants, we have done enough of consolidations in the past. We don't want to consolidate anymore the plants by shutting down plants. We want to get new business. And that's why I mentioned about almost, 28,000 million of new business, which we have won in the last 3 years. So we have to occupy the plants. So I would say, as the capacities get used up, the margins become incremental for us, which I've mentioned even the last 3 years. I've been always saying that. And that's why we feel we could have done much better with, I think, volumes being much better. Of course, quarter three is always worse than quarter two every year, because quarter two is more of a quarter going in the festive period. And that's why quarter two is always the best, amongst the best quarters, quarter two and I would say quarter four also. So I think one is on the volumes front, definitely with the new order wins, and like what I mentioned, that out of this 2,744 million, 1962 million, 72% is new business. In this new business, this financial year was 4,410 million. Next year, 6,730 million of new business will be added, irrespective of what happens in the market. And from FY25 and FY26, it will be 8,480 of further incremental business will be added. So our strategy is to go for profitable new business growth. And it helps us further, because when we occupy these plants, the economies of scale really improve for us and the profit becomes incremental then. So our strategy is that, you know, to be honest. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, EV is a large focus for us, you know.
Perfect. That's very helpful. I join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi. First, can you share the revenue EBITDA impact for Maxwell and PAX for European operations?
Yeah, sure.
Can you repeat the question?
He wants the I think financials EBITDA.
Are you looking for sales and EBITDA numbers for Maxwell and Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Revenue EBITDA impact.
Yeah. So Maxwell total income for this quarter three was 58 million, and loss at EBITDA level was 47 million. And I'd like to tell you that in the last quarter I had shared that we started consolidating Maxwell from quarter two. In the last quarter, their total income was 40 million and EBITDA loss at EBITDA level was 61.5 million. So as you can see, from quarter two to quarter three, there's been a marginal increase in sales and the loss at EBITDA level has come down. So I would request Massimo to cover and give you the Europe numbers.
Okay, in the third quarter we closed with 60.1 million of euro of turnover, with 8.6 million of euro of EBITDA, 14.4%, and with a net result of 3 million of euro, 5.1%. The increase compared to the previous year was 26.1% in turnover, 61.6% in EBITDA, and 171% in terms of net result. I want to underline that without consider the increase of aluminum price, the EBITDA should have been 14.7% compared 14.4% of the previous compared to the previous financial year. But if I compare the impact of the raw material compared 2 years ago, only to give you an idea about the situation in our profit and loss, the EBITDA should have been 16.4% compared 14.4%. And so it means that in the last 2 years, we lost 2% in our EBITDA in terms of percentage only due to the increase of raw material.
Okay. And continuing on the European business, can you share the order intake number? I missed that part. It's 40 million for the first 9 months. Is that correct?
So you repeat the order.
Yes. Okay. We acquired in the last quarter 42 million of euro of business. We closed the previous quarter with 25 million of euro business acquired, and this quarter, the year to date, is 67 million of euro, 42 million of euro more, of which 25 million of euro with Volkswagen Group for four different parts, 100% electric of the platform MEB, and 17 million of euro with the Stellantis for a clutch housing of the new transmission for the hybrid vehicles. Year to date of this financial year, 67 million of euro of new business acquired. Year to date, compare in the last 2 years, 140 million of euro.
Got it. And with respect to availability of chip supplies, are you seeing that getting addressed in a material way and productions are now coming back to normalcy? Obviously, it's not might not be back to the full normalcy, but you are seeing sustained improvement on quarter-on-quarter basis on the chip supply?
So the situation of the chip supply in this moment is, from my point of view, under control. Also because, as I told you before, the demand is very weak, and in this moment the volume are not so good. For this reason, for sure, the customer are recovering in this field. Probably there continues to be some problem in specific premium car, but in this moment I can tell you that is not the problem of the European market. In this moment the problem continues to be the inflation and the interest rate, because with this level of inflation, in some ways, as you can imagine, we have to increase also the salary. Otherwise, we can manage 11% of in inflation in the European market. We are not used to have this level of inflation. Speaking about the raw material, I hope that due to the recession that will arrive in the next month due to the inflation, there will be a reduction, and so probably we can come back to the normality as the previous financial year, and so in this way, also in terms of percentage of EBITDA, we can recover.
Got it. And my next question pertains to the India business. So clearly, we have seen some moderation in demand post-festive season on the two-wheeler side. How does the order book look like, or production schedules from our customers look like getting into the fourth quarter, which is also merit season, heavy quarter?
Look, quarter four is always better than quarter three, so it will be better for sure, quarter four. And to answer the question, quarter four will be better than quarter three.
Okay. And are we seeing any benefit of lower aluminum prices now percolating to our P&L? At least from perspective of mathematical benefit?
No, I don't think, because I think there has been a correction already in the aluminium as well as steel. I'm not seeing any correction in quarter four, any further correction.
Got it. Yeah, great. Thanks. I'll fall back in queue.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Ashin from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So our aftermarket sales in 3Q was down 6%.
Mr. Ashin, your audio is not very clear. You should kindly come up a little closer to the microphone.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, our aftermarket sales this quarter is down 6% year-on-year, which we have highlighted has facing some headwinds from exports. So could you help us break down and give domestic aftermarket sales numbers and give a guidance on what aftermarket sales in domestic market is like?
Okay, I would request Mr. Ray to answer that.
Our quarter three domestic aftermarket sale for FY22 was 844 million versus 871 million, which is a 3% increase quarter three versus quarter three. And exports declined from 303 million to 208 million, which is a decline of more than 31%. So on the total aftermarket sales, from 1147, we came to 1078 million, which is a 6% decrease. But if you look at the 9-month period, domestic sales went up from 2061 million to 2531 million. Which is an increase of 22.8%, and exports came down from 813 million to 554 million, which is a decline of 31.8%. So in totality, 2874 million, that is YTD December FY22 versus 3085 million YTD December FY23, which shows us a growth of 7.3%. Export markets, predominantly Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Egypt, and certain parts of South America, have not picked up as soon as they should have. But we believe that in the next 3 to 6 months, things will improve in the export market.
Okay, thanks for that, sir. And so my second question is regarding ABS. So we were saying that we would, in last quarter, we have mentioned that by December 22, we would get approval of dual channel ABS from RE. So where are we on that? And also, if you can share the 3-month and 9-month number from revenue from ABS, and how do you see that trend rate going forward?
One is the dual channel is under approval first at Bajaj actually, and RE of course will follow. Our capacity will be ready by end of March, and we hope to start supplies sometime in the second half of the first quarter of the next financial year, because our capacity will be going to 600,000, which will include about 200,000 of dual channel. Like I said, we'll go to 1.2 million by the second half of 2024. So that's the plan. Well, I can't tell you the value because I've told you the numbers, you know, which is there. I cannot give the value because you'll know the pricing, and that's a concern. You know, that is I would say something I can't share.
And then what sort of run rate do we see from ABS going forward?
What you will see is a much more profitable growth. Like I said, this technology component, which is a valve, we are starting actually end of this month itself, and March will be the normal supply, and all the valves will be made in-house. We have this technology from BWI. They have really helped us with this, and this will substantially bring down the price compared to outsourcing. So I think this initiative will give us a much more profitable growth on the ABS. So that's what you could expect is a much better profitable growth in the, you know, ABS business.
And so my third question is in terms of our EV order book in India, so there are few players who are facing actions due to FAME II subsidy being taken off. So especially Hero Electric in Okinawa. So if you can give us some idea about what percentage of our order book are coming from these players.
No.
Do you see any problem, pressure over there?
So I would say the percentage, if I include this BMS also, order which we have got, from both these companies would be about 20% is my rough estimate, as you just asked me. I don't have the figure, but I think, so we'll have to see how that plays out, their claim to subsidy, and that, of course, I have no idea at all, to be honest. But like I said, we are engaged with everybody and we are going to win orders from everybody. Then what volumes they do, that depends on the market and how their vehicles sell, you know.
Okay. And so my last question is on the CVT supply to HMSI. So we have said that from 4K FA23, we expect that. So where are we on that?
Actually, you know, into the testing in a way has almost been cleared. We are talking about HMCL, right? Hero Motor Corp.
Yes.
So actually, the testing is almost cleared. It's just some finer, I would say, tuning on the acceptance criteria. We are in a real hurry to start this also with Hero Motor Corp. So that is something which is, I know, gone slower than expected, but we are totally at it to see that we get this clearance fast for supplies.
Okay, thanks, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Nishit Jalan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have two questions, Anurag. Firstly, on the casting side, we had got a lot of orders from four-wheeler OEMs and also some non-auto customers. So just wanted to understand where are we in that, and how much ramp-up can we see in that business over the next 1 to 2 years? And my second question is on Europe. Massimo talked about incentives from Italy government in this quarter. So just wanted to understand what was the quantum of that, and will this be recurring in nature, or will we get this in 1 or 2 quarters in a year? So these are my first two questions. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay, so first, I'll reply. If you see, I mean, as far as the four-wheeler business is concerned, like I said, we have got almost 250 crores of Hyundai and Kia. That's why second plant at Vallam we started last year. And because I would say, and I would also say from Tata Motors, we have got new orders, and even from Mahindra and Mahindra. So I think this four-wheeler increase has already started to play out, because if you see, it is basically the casting business which is driving up our share of business in the four-wheeler. So what was, I would say, a year ago, if you see the share of the four-wheeler was at about 6.5%, is now more than 8% in the total share of our sales value. And slowly we want to take this higher, you know.
step by step, which is there. So definitely we have a very large focus on the, as far as the four-wheeler casting business concerned, with total machining. And of course, what is not coming in here is also the non-automotive business, which we have got from Sanmina for the casting required, you know, with the tie-up with Geo Tyres. It's almost a 750 million rupee business. And even from Generac for Genset, that's export business to this company called Generac in the US, that's about a 450 million rupee business, which is still to start. So I think this will also, so I would say the four-wheeler and the non-automotive, we want to take it now more than 10%, but we want to go step by step, you know. But that business is doing well. I mean, that is increasing, to answer your question.
Sure, thanks. And in the Europe side?
Speaking about the energy, the Italian government gave in this quarter, the third quarter, and also in the first quarter of this solar year, January-March 2023, an incentive of 45% of the delta energy cost compared to the previous year. 45%, this incentive is a tax credit, and speaking of that, we have a benefit immediately in our profit and loss, and we can compensate the payment of tax in terms of cash out starting from, let me say, July of the next, of 2023, when we pay the normal tax in front of the government. This incentive is only a one-shot, because starting from April, this is not clear which will be the position of the government. It is the only incentive received in endurance overseas, because the German government, even if it's the 200 billion of euros for the next 3 years in order to support consumers and companies, till today it's not clear in which way they will support the company. They will officialize the situation apparently within June of this financial year. I have to be very honest. The last period of time where we have had only to share with you a reduction of 50% of electricity and 52% of gas compared to the previous year. Now the situation in this moment is more or less under control, and for this reason the government is taking time in order to officialize the future incentive. But in this quarter the only support was from the Italian government.
Okay, thank you. Just one last question. What was the total capex for us in the 9 months so far? And I understand that in India we would not need to incur any major growth capex given the capacity utilization is low. But in Europe we are growing very well, gaining market share. Would we need to incur any growth capex in Europe in next year?
Yes, so speaking about Europe, in this financial year, at the end of November, we closed with a gross capex of more or less 25 million of euros. The net capex will be most clear at the end of March, as you can imagine, because we are recovering part of this investment from our customer. Speaking about 2023-24, in this moment, we are preparing the budget, but I can tell you that the next financial year will be the most important effort of our history in terms of investment, because we are installing the production capacity for the 140 million of euro of business acquired in the last 24 months. And so we could reach also 40, 45, 50 million of euro, but now we are speaking about total investment and not cash out, because we have to see which will be the impact of the support from our customer in terms of lump sum for the tooling, and also for the tooling of machine, and also for the tooling of foundry. But apparently we could spend more or less 45 million of euros in the next financial year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Anik Mitra from Finarca Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Sir, My first question is, in the presentation, it was mentioned along with some other parameters, elevated metal prices help top line growth. Can you throw some light over this?
Yeah. He's talking about the metal prices part of the sales growth.
Yeah. So typically what will happen is when metal prices go up, it affects my raw material cost, and similarly there's a pass on of that cost on my top line also through the sales price. So suppose today I am at 100 rupees of sales and 70 rupees of raw material cost. If there's a 2 rupees increase, 100 will become 102 and 70 will become 72. So that's the kind of impact that happens. So quarter three, that amount to my mind was not extremely large for a company of Endurance's size. It was close to 30 crores, but for the 9 months, it was much larger. It was close to 300 crores.
That means, sir, 100% pass on is possible from your end.
Yes. It is passed on every quarter.
Okay. And, sir, my next question is, you have acquired couple of companies. One is Freno Technica, another one is New Fren SRL. So, sounds quite similar in terms of name. Like, are these two separate entities altogether?
No, they are both separate companies, completely separate companies.
Owners were different.
And with different owners.
Okay. And, sir, when we can expect some contribution from these companies to our top line and EBITDA?
For sure. The strategy is in the next 24 months to prepare an analysis, because as I told you in the past, the strategy is to enter in the aftermarket in the two-wheeler segment in Europe. And for this reason, we decided to acquire two important companies, because New Fren is absolutely very, very, very well recognized in terms of brand for clutch and for brake components, and Freno Technica is specialized in the brake part, in not only in the two-wheeler motorcycle but also in the bicycle. New Fren, the acquisition New Fren of November 2022 has a reason also in the industrial footprint of the company, because as Mr. Jain told you, we have a plant in Tunisia, and this plant could be really competitive in terms of cost of production for all the range of products of the two-wheeler. The strategy is to try to make synergy between Adler, Grimeca, Adige, the brand already in our portfolio till the previous financial year, and now also Brenta, the new brand in Freno Technica, and New Fren, and to define different position for each brand into the market, in the two-wheeler, motorbike, bicycle market, and to increase the profitability. For sure, I hope in this moment we are seeing about a total turnover for all the company on more or less 13, 14 million of euro, but our target is to increase, to reach the double in the next 3-4 years. This is the strategy.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over to the management for closing comments.
No, I don't have any further, I think, comments. Whatever comments I had, I made it in my opening remarks. But I want to thank everybody for this call.
Thank you.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.